Welcome to an incredible story that will inspire you and improve your English skills at the same time. Today, we're diving into the life of Albert Einstein, a man who changed the world with his ideas and courage. As you listen, focus on the new phrases and vocabulary I'll introduce. This is not just about learning English, it's about learning how persistence and curiosity can lead to greatness. So, grab a notebook, pay close attention, and let's begin this journey to improve your listening, expand your vocabulary, and find motivation in the life of a genius. Albert Einstein was born on March 14, 1879, in a small town called Ulm in Germany. His parents, Hermann Einstein and Pauline Koch, were ordinary people. Hermann was a businessman who worked with electrical parts, while Pauline was a homemaker who loved music and learning. When Albert was born, there was nothing extraordinary about him, except for one small detail. His head was unusually large. His family even joked about it, wondering if he would grow up to be a normal child. Little did they know, this boy would grow up to change the world. Albert was a very quiet child. He didn't speak his first words until he was almost 3 years old. This worried his parents. Some people thought there was something wrong with him. His family called him the quiet one because he rarely spoke, even when other children around him were chatting away. But Albert wasn't quiet because he was slow. He was quiet because he was always thinking. He would sit for hours, observing the world around him, as if he was trying to understand how everything worked. When Albert was 5 years old, his father gave him a small gift that would change his life forever. It was a simple compass. At first, Albert didn't understand how it worked. How could the needle always point north, no matter how he turned it? He became obsessed with this tiny object. He stared at it for hours, trying to figure out the invisible force that guided the needle. This was the first time Albert realized that there were unseen forces in the world, and he wanted to discover them all. He later said, "That experience left a deep and lasting impression on me." When Albert started school, things didn't go well. He didn't like the way his teachers taught. Back then, schools were very strict and students were expected to memorize everything. But Albert wasn't interested in memorizing facts. He wanted to ask questions and find answers. His teachers often got angry with him. One teacher even told him, "You're a disgrace. You'll never be successful in life." These words hurt, but Albert didn't let them stop him. Albert struggled with some subjects, especially languages. But there was one subject he loved more than anything, mathematics. He called it the language of the universe and enjoyed solving problems like puzzles. Despite his struggles in school, Albert's family believed in him. His mother, Pauline, noticed his love for music and encouraged him to learn the violin. At first, Albert didn't like practicing. But over time, music became a way for him to relax and think clearly. His uncle Jacob also played a big role in shaping his mind. Jacob loved math and would teach Albert in a fun and creative way. He once told Albert, "Math is like a treasure hunt. Every problem is a clue that leads you to the solution." This playful approach made Albert fall in love with numbers. Albert wasn't like other children. While others played games, he spent hours reading books and imagining how the world worked. He loved stories about great scientists and often dreamed of making discoveries of his own. One day, while walking home from school, Albert asked himself, "What would it be like to ride a beam of light?" This question stayed with him for years. It was the beginning of his lifelong journey to understand light, space, and time. When Albert was 15 years old, his life took a difficult turn. His father's business failed, and the family had to move to Italy. Albert stayed behind in Germany to finish school, but he hated being away from his family. He felt lonely and unhappy. Eventually, Albert decided to leave school without finishing. He couldn't stand the strict rules and harsh teachers anymore. Instead, he started studying on his own. He read books on science, philosophy, and mathematics, teaching himself everything he wanted to know. This was a risky decision. Many people thought he had ruined his future by leaving school. But Albert didn't care. He believed that learning was more important than following rules. At 16, Albert wrote his first scientific paper. It wasn't perfect, but it showed his incredible potential. He also applied to a prestigious school in Switzerland called the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School. However, he failed the entrance exam because he struggled with non-science subjects like French and history. Instead of giving up, Albert decided to try again. He worked harder than ever before, improving his weak areas and refusing to let failure define him. Albert Einstein's early life was filled with struggles and doubts. People didn't understand him, and he faced rejection and failure. But he never gave up. His curiosity, determination, and love for learning kept him going. Albert Einstein was determined to make something of his life. After leaving Germany, he moved to Switzerland, a country known for its modern education system. Switzerland was different from Germany. The schools were less strict, and students were encouraged to think freely. This was exactly what Albert needed. At the age of 17, Albert tried again to get into the Swiss Federal Polytechnic School in Zurich. This time, he passed. However, his troubles weren't over yet. Even though he was finally studying at one of the best schools in Europe, Albert's rebellious nature made it hard for him to fit in. Albert loved studying mathematics and physics, but he wasn't interested in other subjects. His professors didn't understand his way of thinking. Some of them even disliked him because he didn't follow their teaching methods. One professor said, "You are a smart boy, Einstein, but you lack discipline." Albert wasn't the best student in his class. He often skipped lectures and studied on his own. While his classmates followed the curriculum, Albert spent his time exploring deeper questions. What is light? How does time work? Why does gravity exist? These weren't ordinary questions, and most people didn't have answers for them. During his time at the Polytechnic, Albert met a young woman named Mileva Maric, the only female physics student in his class. Mileva was brilliant, and she shared Albert's passion for science. The two of them became close, often spending hours discussing scientific theories. Mileva wasn't just Albert's classmate. She became his closest companion. They inspired each other and dreamed of a future where they could make important discoveries together. Albert once wrote to her, "Together, we will conquer the world of science." However, their relationship wasn't easy. Mileva faced criticism for being a woman in science, and Albert struggled with financial difficulties. But despite the challenges, they supported each other and stayed focused on their dreams. In 1900, at the age of 21, Albert graduated from the Polytechnic with a degree in physics. He was excited about starting his career as a scientist. But life had other plans. Albert couldn't find a job. He applied to several universities, hoping to become a professor or researcher, but he was rejected every time. His professors didn't give him good recommendations because they thought he was unmotivated. This was a painful time for Albert. Imagine working hard for years, only to face rejection after rejection. But Albert didn't give up. Instead, he took whatever jobs he could find to support himself. In 1902, Albert finally found a job, working as a clerk at the Swiss Patent Office in Bern. His job was to review patent applications and decide if the inventions were original. It wasn't a glamorous job, and it had nothing to do with physics. At first, Albert was disappointed. He wanted to be a scientist, not a clerk. But instead of complaining, he made the best of his situation. The job gave him free time, and he used that time to think about his scientific ideas. Albert began to call the patent office his thinking lab. While reviewing patents, he would secretly scribble down his thoughts on the nature of light, time, and space. He was determined to pursue his dream, even if it meant working late into the night after finishing his day job. In 1903, Albert married Mileva. The couple had a simple wedding, and soon after, they had their first child, a son named Hans Albert Einstein. Although they were happy together, life wasn't easy. Albert's salary as a clerk wasn't enough to support his family. They lived in a small apartment and struggled to make ends meet. Albert's friends often advised him to give up on his scientific dreams and focus on his job. But Albert refused. He said, "I would rather struggle for my passion than live comfortably without purpose." Despite the hardships, Albert continued to work on his theories. In 1905, at the age of 26, he published a series of papers that would change the world forever. Scientists call this year Einstein's Annus Mirabilis, or Miracle Year. 1. The photoelectric effect. Albert explained how light behaves like tiny particles, called photons. This discovery would later win him the Nobel Prize in Physics. 2. Brownian motion. He proved the existence of atoms, which was a groundbreaking achievement at the time. 3. Special theory of relativity. This was Albert's most famous work. He introduced the idea that time and space are relative, not absolute. From this theory came the famous equation E equals mc squared, which showed that energy and matter are interchangeable. These papers shocked the scientific community. Albert Einstein, a humble clerk with no university position, had just revolutionized physics. After 1905, Albert's life began to change. Scientists around the world started to notice his work. He was offered teaching positions and became a professor at several universities. Finally, his hard work and determination were paying off. But Albert didn't let success get to his head. He continued to ask big questions and push the boundaries of science. He believed that knowledge was infinite and that curiosity was the key to understanding the universe. Albert Einstein's journey from a struggling clerk to a world-renowned scientist is a testament to the power of perseverance. He faced rejection, poverty, and doubt, but he never let go of his passion for science. His story teaches us that, 1. Failure is not the end, it's a step toward success. 2. Believing in yourself is more important than seeking approval from others. 3. Big dreams require big sacrifices. By 1909, Albert Einstein's groundbreaking discoveries were known across Europe. He became a professor at the University of Zurich and later moved to Prague to teach at the German University. It was during these years that Albert began to understand the immense impact of his work. People now looked at him as a genius, a thinker who could solve mysteries of the universe. Albert, however, remained humble. He once said, "I am no genius. I am simply curious. I stay with questions longer than others." But fame brought challenges. Albert was not someone who cared about appearances or wealth. He continued living a simple life, wearing the same old clothes and focusing only on his work. While the world celebrated him, Albert knew that his journey was far from over. In 1914, Albert moved to Berlin, Germany, after being offered a prestigious position at the Prussian Academy of Sciences. This was a big step in his career, as he now had the resources and freedom to focus entirely on research. Around this time, the world was changing rapidly. World War I broke out, and millions of lives were affected. While many scientists supported the war, Albert spoke out against it. He believed in peace and used his influence to promote harmony. During this period, Albert's marriage to Mileva began to fall apart. The pressures of fame, combined with their financial struggles in the past, created distance between them. In 1919, they divorced, though Albert ensured that Mileva and their sons were financially supported. In the same year, something incredible happened. British scientists tested Albert's general theory of relativity, which he had been working on since 1915. The results confirmed his theory. Gravity could bend light. This was a revolutionary discovery that changed how we understand the universe. The news spread like wildfire. Albert Einstein became a global icon overnight. Newspapers around the world printed headlines like, "Einstein's theory proven true." For the first time in history, a scientist was treated like a celebrity. When asked how he felt about his fame, Albert replied, "If my theories are proven wrong, the Americans will say, I am a German, and the Germans will say, I am a Jew. If my theories are proven right, the Germans will say, I am a German, and the Americans will say, I am a Jew." This statement reflected Albert's wit and the challenges he faced as a Jewish scientist in a world filled with prejudice. In the 1920s, Albert traveled the world, giving lectures and meeting other scientists. He visited the United States, Japan, and many other countries, sharing his ideas and inspiring the next generation of thinkers. Albert used his fame to advocate for peace. He spoke out against war, saying, "Peace cannot be kept by force. It can only be achieved by understanding." He also supported the rights of minorities and refugees, becoming a voice for those who had none. But as his fame grew, so did the criticism. Some people accused him of being too idealistic, while others tried to discredit his work. Albert faced these challenges with grace, saying, "Great spirits have always encountered violent opposition from mediocre minds." In 1933, the rise of the Nazi regime in Germany forced Albert to flee the country. As a Jewish scientist, he was in great danger. The Nazis burned his books and labeled his theories as Jewish science. Albert moved to Princeton, New Jersey in the United States, where he joined the Institute for Advanced Study. He was heartbroken by what was happening in Germany, but he remained hopeful. He said, "In the middle of difficulty lies opportunity." Albert became an American citizen in 1940 and spent the rest of his life in the United States. During World War II, Albert was asked to support the development of an atomic bomb. Although he had no direct role in its creation, his famous equation E equals MC squared laid the foundation for nuclear energy. Albert was deeply troubled when he learned about the bombings of Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945. He regretted that his work had been used for destruction and spent the rest of his life advocating for nuclear disarmament. He said, "Mankind invented the atomic bomb, but no mouse would ever construct a mousetrap." Even as one of the most famous people in the world, Albert lived a simple, humble life. He refused to own a car, didn't wear socks, and often spent time sailing, despite not knowing how to swim. Albert's curiosity never faded. He continued to ask questions about the universe, from the nature of black holes to the possibility of time travel. He believed that there was always more to learn. In his later years, Albert focused on unifying the forces of nature into one theory, a challenge that remains unsolved to this day. Even though his health began to decline, he continued working until his last breath. On April 18, 1955, Albert Einstein passed away at the age of 76. His last words, spoken in German, were never recorded, as the nurse by his side did not understand the language. Albert Einstein's contributions to science, peace, and humanity remain unparalleled. His story is a reminder that 1. Struggles shape greatness. Albert faced rejection, ridicule, and war, but never gave up on his dreams. 2. Curiosity drives progress. He taught us to question everything and seek answers, no matter how difficult they seem. 3. Humility is powerful. Despite his fame, Albert remained grounded, showing that true greatness lies in simplicity. Today, his name is synonymous with genius, but his story is about much more than intelligence. It's about perseverance, courage, and the belief that one person can change the world. Albert Einstein's life is proof that greatness isn't about being perfect. It's about being passionate, persistent, and unafraid to challenge the impossible. His words still echo today. Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value.